to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
President feels, we feel at the White House, this is a distraction. Obviously, as Congressman Wiener has said himself, this is the behavior was inappropriate. The dishonesty was inappropriate. But the president is focused on his job, which is getting this economy continuing to grow, creating jobs, and obviously ensuring the safety and security of the American people.
That's White House Press Secretary Jay Carney saying Congressman Wiener's behavior was inappropriate, and the entire scandal is a distraction from issues that are really important, like jobs and the economy, et cetera, et cetera. And that's where we start in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Erica Hill talked to Bob Schieffer, Jan Crawford, and Nancy Cordes about the release of more lewd photos and Wiener's decision to take a leave of absence, while more in Congress are calling for him to resign.
There are reports out of New York. Of course, Congressman Wiener is from New York. He represents New York. That he may finally be considering a resignation. Based on everything that we've seen, everyone calling for him to step down, how much longer, realistically, could he hold on?
Well, I mean, they can put machinery in motion to try to force him out. They can do a lot of things to bring pressure on him. The easiest thing for everybody, and you know, from Democratic leaders, the head of the Democratic Party, everyone from top to bottom, is that he would go voluntarily. They have got to get this over with. I mean, this is beyond just a sex scandal here. I mean, this is sort of an electronic version of a flasher. I mean, these latest pictures are disgusting and despicable. Nobody wants to go into the next election saying they have somehow or other protected someone like this. Is he sick? You know, doctors will decide that. But Democrats need to get him on the road and out of there. This is Paul Ryan, a Republican, and a very moderate, you know, of a guy who actually is a friend of Mr. Wiener, said yesterday, this is reflecting now on the entire institution. They need to get this wound up.
And he went so far as to call it a ridiculous distraction. Jan, frankly, this is a distraction on all sides at this point to any sort of a political process here.
Well, yeah, I mean, as Congressman Ryan said on Bob's show yesterday, it's reflecting now on the institution. This is not, I mean, you got Boehner making jokes about this. This is not funny. I mean, I don't think the American people find this funny. You've got Congress approval ratings at their lowest ever. I mean, listen to what we're talking about here and what this guy has admitted doing. Only in Washington would this kind of thing play out like it has. If Anthony Wiener worked for a private employer or employer like every other American in this country, he would have either been fired immediately or suspended while they did some kind of internal investigation into what was happening. You know, I mean, think about what he's admitted doing. He sent photographs to women he didn't know. He took pictures of himself in the workplace. And now it's come out that he's been emailing privately with the high school girl that he met on a field trip. I mean, that is serious. If he were working like all the rest of us, he would have been out the door 2 weeks ago.
Erica, if this were a high school student who got caught doing what he did, he would have been expelled before dark on the day that he did it.
Why does it take so long in Washington? I mean, Americans are so fed up with lawmakers as it is. Why should anyone in Washington be allowed to continue?
Well, I mean, there are processes that you have to go through. But the other part is, when it first happened, people in his own party were hoping it would go away. That's what always happens in Washington.
Sure, he lied about it.
He lied to the leaders about it. So that's part of what happened here. But they should have gotten on this before they did.
And also, can I just say, too, I mean, the problem for Washington is, if he'd been working for anyone like we all work and for our employers, he would have been gone. But here there is no liability. Anthony Wiener works for the people, and yet there's no liability.
Well, Nancy, one of the things a lot of people have been increasingly talking about is, of course, what his constituents have to say. We're hearing more of them speaking out. In terms of actually forcing him to step down, though, Nancy, could it actually happen that he's forced out?
Well, that would be very difficult, Erica. All the members would have to vote that he should go, and that's pretty unlikely. What senior aides to Democratic leaders told us over the weekend is that the reason that they waited so long to ask him publicly to leave was that behind the scenes, quietly, they were urging him to leave, and they were hoping that he would do it voluntarily. That's typically what members of Congress do in these situations. Often they do it very quickly after just a day or two because they can't stand the heat. But he was standing firm. Then he announced that he was going to seek treatment. He may have thought that that would push them off a bit, but it didn't. And just a few hours after he said he was going to seek treatment, they announced they wanted him to leave altogether.
Coming up, more on Washington's reaction to Wiener's decision to take a leave of absence. Isn't this whole thing ridiculous, the amount of attention? But we continue with it on the countdown in a moment.
Live from Progressive.
Hello, year. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings, savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Have you won a lawsuit? Are you collecting a series of future structured settlement payments? Would you like to turn those payments into cash now? We can help you. Contact SSI today. If you have a lawsuit, an insurance claim, or any other claim or future series of periodic payments, we can help too. Contact SSI now. We can even help if you're a senior and want to cash in your life insurance policy and are reluctant to surrender at the current value. We'll provide you with the most competitive, professional, and prompt service available, bar none. Our courteous and patient staff will help guide you through every step of the process. Why wait for your money when we can help you get it now? Contact SSI now. Visit us online at futurepaymentsnow.com. That's futurepaymentsnow.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-783-1975. 800-783-1975. Call now, 800-783-1975.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Bo from Atlanta writes, how do you deal with difficult people?
Well, I usually offer a helpful piece of advice. Like, did you know that Geico offers discounts just for being a good driver? And they're like, wow, you want to help me save money on my car insurance even though I'm pestering you? And I say, yeah, that's just the sort of bloke I am.
That's cool. So what do you say when people are really nice to you then?
Pretty much the same thing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. On Fox, John Scott talked to Washington correspondent Doug McElway about the reaction in Congress to Wiener's decision to take that leave of absence.
Congress returns to work today, but the embattled New York representative is not among his fellow members. He begins a leave of absence to get professional treatment at an undisclosed location. This as more congressional leaders call for his resignation and even more shocking photographs come to light. Doug McElway live on Capitol Hill.
You know, there was a report in the New York Daily News this morning that Representative Wiener was seriously considering resignation as an option. I spoke with somebody who's very close to the Wiener camp this morning about that report. This person denies the report with a caveat. This person tells me that all options are on the table, but whatever decision Anthony Wiener makes will likely be dependent on the advice of his wife upon her return from her trip to Africa, along with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Now, that said, the chorus of Democrats who are calling for him to publicly resign has grown substantially over the weekend. They include such influential Democrats as House Minority Leader Pelosi, also DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Chris Van Hollen from Maryland as well. These are people, especially in the case of Pelosi, who are privately urging Wiener to resign through their public condemnations and also through the referral to the House Ethics Committee. The fact that he did not heed their advice has created this unusual circumstance this week. One high-ranking Democrat who has not publicly called for him to resign is House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer. Here's what he told Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation yesterday.
It seems to me extraordinarily difficult that he can proceed to represent his constituents in an effective way, given the circumstances this bizarre behavior has led.
You think he should resign?
I think that certainly he's got to consider that option.
Now, even as new embarrassing photos of Wiener emerge of him in the House locker room, and as Wiener takes this leave of absence, how the House will react to this today remains in question. He's asking for this leave of absence through a parliamentary procedure called a unanimous consent resolution. This happens all the time. There's something like 70 of them this year. Nobody generally, as a rule of thumb, objects to it. But if somebody does object, it opens a whole new can of worms for Anthony Wiener. And one more thing, we have heard from the White House now for the first time in regards to Lafair Wiener. Jay Carney aboard Air Force One just moments ago said the president feels that this is a distraction. He said he feels that the behavior is inappropriate, as was the dishonesty, but the president is focusing on his own job.
Talk host Gary Wood here with political science professor Roger Moyles, who doesn't think there's any way Wiener will get through this without having to resign.
Is there any way that this guy can keep from stepping down?
I don't think so. I think, you know, the circumstances, though not illegal, are generally going to be considered at least distasteful to most people. And I think added on to that, the problem that he has is the way that he tried to, if you'll pardon the expression, cover it up.
Yeah.
The sort of innuendo about the hacking and everything like that, I think just deflecting that blame, even though he eventually fell on his sword, a short time later, he basically has put himself in a position that there's just really no support. The Democratic leadership is taking a hit because of the fact that he's not out of there already, and they've all been lining up now to really push him to resign. And I think, frankly, you know, Americans can be supportive of people in rehab, but not every kind of rehab. And I think while this may be something good for his personal life, I'm just not sure that Americans are going to see this as the same sort of issue that you need a program like that for. A lot of Americans may say, well, this is just something about your personal behavior. You just need to control yourself. And so I just don't think that there's probably a lot of hope for him at this point. And I think the smartest thing for him and for his party is for him to go, probably.
Is that what he's going into rehab for, sex addiction, or is it something else?
Well, I don't know. I can probably be on what I do know, but I guess I'm kind of going a little bit farther with that.
Yeah.
But at least the implication of this, more and more celebrities have been doing things like that, and so I'm just kind of wondering if that's but however it plays out to the public is what really matters.
They can't force him to resign, though, can they?
They can't force him to resign. They can rebuke him, can censure him. But basically, it could just, you know, he could ride this out until the next election, which is, a year from November. I think within a matter of days or perhaps, it could stretch on a few more weeks, perhaps, but I don't think it's going to go much farther than that. I think the pressure is going to be brought to bear.
Well, you know, TMZ's released more photos of him, this one in the White House gym, or the House gym, not the White House gym, the House gym, you know, just wrapped in a towel. You know, and apparently sent that to, you know, a couple of people.
Yeah, and the real issue that's been put out here has been that this brings the House into disrepute, which is kind of a specious argument because, the House has been in disrepute for a lot of things for a long time and a lot more serious issues than this. I mean, this is obviously, something that we'd rather not see happen, but at the same time, there's just so much more out there on the table, and every day that's spent talking about this, think about every press conference where if this isn't going to be a top story, this is for various people, this is going to be something significant in there that they're going to have to deal with and try to figure out how to spin it. Democrats, Republicans are all going to be dealing with this, and, we've got a problem with jobs, we've got a problem with, three wars, and then the problem, growing in Syria. We've got all sorts of problems out there, and this just becomes a distraction, and it's something that Democrats, particularly looking at an election year next year, do not want to be dealing with.
Coming up, a closer look at the strategy to seek treatment, that's Wiener's strategy, rather than to resign. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Greg Stephan here, talking about what's going on in talk radio and talk television, the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. That includes the ongoing Wienergate scandal. Here is host Pat Campbell with political strategist Leslie Sorrell talking about Wiener's decision, again, the leave of absence, yada, yada, and the treatment angle.
This story, this rehab story, may resonate with listeners here in the Tulsa area because a year or two ago, our Congressman John Sullivan had a drinking problem, and he asked for a leave of absence, checked himself into Betty Ford for 30 days, came back, and he's been good to go since then. So this is not precedent setting. What do you make of this? Will this get the heat off of Anthony Weiner?
I don't think so. I think the way he's went about it is completely wrong, and I think people have very little sympathy towards him. Where maybe Sullivan, maybe everyone can relate to someone who has an alcohol problem or knows someone. I don't think that the texting and the alcohol translate in the same way.
Yeah, I think the alcohol is a physical addiction. If you've ever seen somebody go through, you know, the shakes when they don't have a drink. With Anthony Weiner, I mean, I got a brother-in-law that had a problem with pornography, okay? And my sister took it upon herself. He doesn't have internet access at home. He doesn't have a phone that has access to the web, and there's full accountability with him. I mean, that's how simple is it. That simple with Anthony Weiner? Just stop doing what you're doing.
You know, I think the fact that he's a member of Congress, people expect something different than that. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you elect someone, you expect them to use good judgment. So I mean, there's no doubt he is less effective today than he was, you know, a month ago.
What do you think changed things late Friday? I think it's got a lot to do with this story out of Delaware where apparently he was texting or maybe even sexting a 17-year-old girl, and that's apparently law enforcement in Delaware is looking into this. And when I saw that, I'm thinking, that's it, you're done.
Well, exactly. You know, I think in the very beginning, had he just faced the painful truth, admitted it, and moved on, but instead he lied about it, told a bad lie, and declared war on the press. So, I mean, we knew there was going to be more that came out. I mean, he kind of foretold that. We knew it would get a lot worse before it would get better. But, yeah, the fact that the 17-year-old situation has come out, I think you're exactly right. That's what's driving the quote, treatment center. But from what I've heard, he doesn't even think that's necessarily inappropriate.
Now, if he doesn't step down, what's the impact on the Democratic Party going to be in 2012?
It's a political eternity, but it's definitely a huge distraction right now, and they would like to eliminate it as instead of that being the complete, what everyone focuses on.
On Oprah's network, Gail King talked to Chuck Todd from NBC about Wiener's addiction to the spotlight.
I believed him, Chuck, when he first told the story. Did you, or was there talk in Washington that, this story ain't making any sense?
I'll be honest. My gut was maybe he didn't intend to send that photo to that woman, but it was pretty clear that they were being so careful about denying the photo itself even before he did all those serial interviews with Luke Russert with us and with Wolf with CNN. And so, it's a reminder that, these politicians, when you run for elective office, here's what my theory on people that run for elective office, they're just wired differently than you and I, Gail.
Mm.
And in fact, most Americans.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Because you're basically saying you're looking for 50. There's a lot of ways to publicly serve. But in this case, you want affirmation of 50% plus one.
Yeah.
And you're willing to put yourself out there, which I think is a gutsy thing to do. Don't get me wrong. I think it takes a lot of guts to run for office because look at, you get attacked in ways that you never thought. So it takes guts. But it also means you have to be wired a little bit differently. And some are just completely self-centered and narcissistic about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, at least I'm not saying this about all people that run for office, but I think a good share that do have if they were to be clinically examined, they'd say that they had a strong tendency toward narcissism.
Hmm.
And I think we're seeing it play out with Anthony Weiner because even that press conference, Gail, he wouldn't leave the stage.
Yes, when he said,
you're like, buddy, leave the stage.
Chuck, I was surprised when he said, and now I'll take your questions. What?
Why?
Coming up, we shift the focus to the field of Republican presidential candidates and the debate that's taking place.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen with a welcome back to our Talk Countdown, turning our attention to the field of GOP presidential candidates. On MSNBC, Angria Mitchell talks to Tim Pawlenty's campaign co-chairman, Vin Weber, about the criticism Pawlenty's economic plan has already been getting.
I want to ask you about Tim Pawlenty's economic proposals, because according to Ruth Marcus, we're going to be talking to her on other subjects
Ruth
today.
Ruth is my friend, and I understand she wasn't a big fan.
Not a big fan at all, to say the least. She said this is the very definition of fiscal insanity. Trillions of dollars in additional tax cuts are the last thing the country needs, but not just insanity. Unfairness as well. Million-dollar earners would get 38.6% of the total benefit of the tax change.
Well, first of all, it's a proposal for a macroeconomic strategy. It's not a budget submission, as the president would make. So talk about what it might do to the deficit is a little bit off track, because it doesn't take into account spending reductions, which Governor Pawlenty has been adamant in talking about. And that is a difference from the days when I was one of the supply-siders up there, and we just cut taxes. We didn't talk about cutting spending. Governor Pawlenty has specific proposals for cutting spending and is dedicated to fiscal responsibility. But he is pointing out that we have a problem with growth in this economy, that we're the whatever we've done, $800 billion of stimulus and quantitative easing by the Fed, it's left us with a listless economy, unemployment and underemployment and stagnant wages, and he's suggesting a strategy that can boost economic growth in this country. And the final line I'd say is, all right, as Governor Pawlenty has said, if this isn't the way that they think we can get to higher levels of growth, let's hear what other people are suggesting.
But you can't say that deficits don't matter in this political climate. I know you're not saying that.
And Tim Pawlenty is not saying that. He's talking specifically about spending cuts and about ways of getting to a balanced budget. But he's also talking about changes in the tax code that would boost employment and incomes.
How about the fact that Mitt Romney tweeted out, I love this Romney fact, as governor he left behind $2.3 billion in cash for his successor. When at the same time, Tim Pawlenty had a $5 billion deficit,
The budget was balanced every year that Governor Pawlenty was in office, and he made proposals which would have helped balance the budget going forward, but they were always rejected by the Democratic legislature in Minnesota. They would not enact any of the long-term proposals that the governor put. But what they really wanted, what this argument in Minnesota was all about, is that Governor Pawlenty's Democrat, or in Minnesota we call them the Democrat farm laborite opponents, wanted him to raise taxes. And some of his Republican critics wanted him to raise taxes. And as long as Governor Pawlenty refused to raise taxes, they would not make long-term structural reforms in spending. So Governor Dayton now, a Democrat, DFLer, is saddled with a projected deficit going forward because the Democrats in the legislature would not agree to any long-term spending cuts that had been proposed by Governor Pawlenty.
What about Michelle Bachmann and what role she's going to play? In the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, she was asked about whether Mr. Pawlenty was a good governor, and she said, "I really don't want to comment. This is a fellow Minnesotan."
Well, Michelle is my friend. I support her. I've been a contributor to her campaigns. I wish she hadn't said that. He was a good governor. He was the most conservative governor we have had, certainly in my lifetime, and I think that most Republicans, the overwhelming majority of Republicans in Minnesota, would agree with that.
The AP's John Moan reported on Newt Gingrich's attempts to keep his campaign going despite last week's mass exodus of his senior staff.
Newt Gingrich isn't quitting just yet.
As someone who has been in public life for nearly 40 years, I know full well the rigors of campaigning for public office. In fact, I've had some recent reminders.
Even though a great deal of his presidential campaign staff did just that in the last week, the Republican White House hopeful in 2012 tried to reset his bid on Sunday, telling members of the Republican Jewish Coalition in Beverly Hills, California, he's soldiering on.
I will endure the challenges. I will carry the message of American renewal to every part of this great land, no matter what it takes. And with the help of every American who wants to change Washington, we will prevail.
Many of the 600 people listening in took the former House Speaker at his word.
He's a master at strategy, and I think clearly is going to take us exactly where we need to go.
I think his experience speaks for itself. As an American Jew, I think his stance with Israel is really important, and that's why many of us are here this evening.
As the keynote speaker, Gingrich stumped for his candidacy, but also used the time to assail President Obama's foreign policy, especially on Israel.
President Obama's policies represent a sharp break from the post-World War II American political consensus of providing unwavering support to the State of Israel at the risk of Israel's destruction and increasing danger to the United States.
Uncharacteristically, Gingrich took no questions from the media swarming upon him, entering and leaving the event.
Cover the speech. Bye-bye, guys.
Gingrich endured withering attacks from his peers when he criticized House Republican plans to cut the national debt. Last week, a chunk of his campaign staff resigned en masse, citing differences in strategy.
Coming up, more hosts weigh in on the field of presidential candidates and potential candidates. Up next on the Talk Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Talk radio in review. We survey, listen to a lot of great talk radio programs around the country, summarize what they're talking about, and bring you this report. Up next, host Bill Whittle, Scott Ott, and Stephen Green run down the pros and cons of most of the candidates.
Steve, we'll start with you. Mitt Romney, boring big state rhino or sound management central casting, Mr. President?
Yes. If we had the zombie party and it nominated an undead candidate running on a platform of brains, I would still vote for him before I'd vote for Obama. Mitt's not quite that bad, but he can be kind of close. Here's the thing, though. Mitt would sign an Obamacare repeal. He would sign a balanced budget plan. He would sign a lot of great stuff. If we get Tea Party people into Congress, we could put Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's into the Oval Office, just so long as someone could operate the auto sign machine.
Yeah, Tea Party said they'd back anybody who's not Barack Obama. Scott, moving on. Michelle Bachmann, wacky, incoherent Tea Party witch, or cruelly maligned, brilliant, dual PhD Tea Party darling?
Well, actually, I'm probably one of the few people in the media who's seen her, because the rest of the reporters act like they never have. But I saw her speak at the Values Voters Summit in Washington, D.C. She lit that room up. She knew her stuff. She speaks better than any of the candidates that I've seen, and she is sharp as a tack. She can set the Republican Party on fire in a good way.
Yeah. Two postgraduate degrees, PhD equivalent degrees. Steve, back to you. Newt Gingrich, seasoned conservative icon or pandering, anything to get elected, waffler?
You know, we usually hear that Newt is brilliant but undisciplined. But listen, after he threw Paul Ryan under the bus a few weeks ago, you can't even make the case that he's brilliant.
You bet.
Newt isn't just a revolting human being. He thinks he's playing three-dimensional chess when really he's just chewing on the pieces like a baby. He's not going to be the nominee.
Scott, back to you. Tim Pawlenty. Yes. Dry as toast Midwestern snooze fest or honest, competent, humble problem solver?
You know, I'm willing to take all of that now. I would love to have President Snooze Fest. There would be nothing better than a guy who spent about half of his time sleeping at his desk and the rest of it vetoing things that were sent over to him by Congress. That would be terrific. I've been more and more impressed with Pawlenty's willingness to go where it's hard to say things and say them, such as going to Iowa and saying, I'm against ethanol subsidies. I'm looking for good things out of him.
I got a chance to introduce him, actually, at an event not too long ago, and I thought he was a superb guy, really good, smart guy. All right, Steve, back to you. Rick Santorum, foot-in-the-mouth racist blowhard or border security savior.
Santorum's claim to fame, and you know what, he says this all the time, it's the heart of his campaign, I beat incumbent Democrats. Well, maybe, but, you know, he was such a strange senator that he lost his last race by 18 points. And really, he's a big government Republican, George W. Bush Jr., and I think Obama would love to run against Bush again.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, Scotty. Ron Paul, crazy 9/11 truther, loon, or lifelong champion of constitutionalism and founding principles?
Well, he certainly is. If somebody once approached me outside of a polling place and tried to get me to vote for the Ron Paul delegates to the Republican convention, the problem was they weren't being upfront about it. They didn't tell me they were the Ron Paul delegates. And I said, you know what? I love Ron Paul. I think he's got a lot of good things to say about the economy. I'm just afraid that he's going to get us all killed.
Okay, Steve, back to you. Herman Cain, long shot revivalist barn burner or savvy seasoned business executive?
He's both, and that's why I really like some Herman Cain. Problem is, economically, he really is a Keynesian through and through.
From PBS, Judy Woodruff and Hari Srinivasan talk about last night's Republican debate and if debates take place this early really matter at all.
Do these things actually matter?
Yes and no. They matter from the standpoint that any time you get the people together who are seriously going after the Republican nomination or the Democratic nomination for president, and they are matched up with one another, and you have a chance to hear them ask about the issues, important issues of the day, and you have a chance to see how they comport themselves on stage compared to each other, that's important. On the other hand, we are 18 months away from voting. In the election, and there will be many more debates and many more opportunities to look at them between now and then. And not everybody is on the stage. There are still some candidates out there who haven't decided if they're going to run, or if they have, they haven't gotten in yet, like John Huntsman, the former governor of Utah, former ambassador to China. But it is significant, Hari, and for another reason, and that is the first time Mitt Romney, who is the
supposed front runner.
I mean, the polls show he's not a robust front runner. He's not way ahead of everybody else, but he is ahead and is going to be on stage with his opponents. And
Newt Gingrich, with a campaign that's almost dissolved.
His campaign imploded last week with the entire senior staff resigning because they felt that he wasn't running the kind of campaign they wanted to be part of. How does he? Does he come on with a really strong performance and get his campaign excited again? Michelle Bachmann, the congresswoman from Minnesota. All signs point to her jumping into the race. She hasn't officially announced. So is it the end-all, be-all? No.
At the same time, President Obama in a battleground state trying to turn the page and make this conversation about green jobs and the economy, which I'm sure the Republicans are going to be tackling, saying, hey, you haven't done what you said you could do.
At this point, President Obama is running against his own record on the economy and on what happens to the economy between now and Election Day, election time in 2012. It is the economy is yes, it's in recovery. Jobs are being created every month in this country, but they're not being created fast enough to begin to heal in a big way the damage done by the financial collapse. And so the White House had hoped that things would be better by now. Yes, we're technically in recovery, but it's not happening fast enough. We still have a 9.1% unemployment rate. A lot of people, half the people who are unemployed have been out of work over 6 months, long-term unemployed. And the president is looking at it. The White House is looking at any which way they can to say, we feel your pain, we know it's bad out there, and we've got real ideas for how to do that. But by the way, what they don't say is that we don't have a lot of money to put into this. And,
right.
And you've got the entire Republican Party saying we don't want public sector jobs created anyway. So the White House is walking a really fine line right now.
On Fox, Steve Ducey and Juan Williams here focusing on the release of thousands of Sarah Palin's emails from when she was governor.
I am a little puzzled by this national obsession with Sarah Palin, who is not running for anything. So they released these things up in Juneau, Alaska, at the tail end of last week. 24,000 emails. 30 national reporters dispatched there to do it. And they found nothing.
Well, this has got you media. I mean, clearly this is overreached by the modern media. You not only have newspapers in Alaska who might have an interest in their governor or in that region, No, you have newspapers from all over the country paying thousands of dollars to get documents, to get them back, to analyze them in the hope that they're somehow going to reveal what?
Yeah.
If it's the case that somehow you had really media saying, here's a scandal, here's evidence of corruption, and we are not going to investigate it on the basis of these emails, you could understand why so much money and time is being spent. But to the contrary, Steve, I think this is a witch hunt. I think this is all about gotcha media seeking to somehow demonize Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin is a politician, but goodness gracious, all of this attention, you got to think something else is going on here.
Coming up next, even though he's not a candidate, Mike Huckabee weighs in on the presidential race.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at OfTheField.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, happy to be talking about what's going on in the issue-oriented world of talk radio and talk television. Talk host Mike Slater here with Mike Huckabee about what he thinks the important issues are in this election.
What do you say to the people who think that this election should be mostly about fiscal issues as opposed to social issues?
Well, I think that it will be about economic issues, but the important thing is to show how that the social issues have a dramatic economic impact. I'll give you an example. There is a $300 billion a year dad deficit in America, and that's how much money the taxpayers spend to pick up the pieces and the cost for fathers who are nothing more than sperm donors. They create a child, but they don't really show some responsibility for the parenting. And the taxpayers end up through food stamps and WIC and through Medicaid and a whole host of government subsidies picking up the tab for children whose parents don't. That's $300 billion a year. Here's another fact. Two-thirds of the kids in poverty in this country, two-thirds, would not be in poverty if the mothers of those kids were married to the fathers of those kids. So when people say, let's just focus on economic issues and not talk about social issues, you're going to ignore a big reason as to why we spend so much money as taxpayers.
Yeah, you know, I had an email debate with a listener a few weeks back about what came first. You know, did the breakdown of the family come and then a lot of welfare, or did the welfare cause the breakdown in the families?
Well, it's kind of a vicious cycle, Mike. And the fact is, back in 1965, a young, very brilliant member of the staff of the Department of Labor, who later would become a U.S. Senator, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, lamented the fact that in 1965, 25% of the births in the African-American community were illegitimate. And he said that that's unsustainable and that it's going to create a significant level of poverty. It already was contributing to the poverty of blacks in the country. And he said, we've got to do something about it. Now, roll forward. 75% of African-American births in the country are now illegitimate. And overall, almost 46% of total births in this country are to single parents, illegitimate births. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you look back, this is not some right-wing conservative. Daniel Patrick Moynihan, by anybody's standards, was an affirmed liberal. But he understood that you cannot have a broken family system, which is, by the way, the most basic form of government of all, where we really learn what's right and what's wrong, and we have some economic stability. But if you cut in half the amount of support the child gets, you're not going to increase the level of stability in that child's life. It's really a matter of economics and common sense. And it's not to say that single parents can't raise great kids, because they do it all the time. My own wife is one of five kids raised by a single mom. So I understand, and, you know, you'll have people call in and say, well, let me tell you my story. I get all that. But I'm saying statistically, if you look at the odds, the child who is really not given the benefit of a stable home with two parents who are responsible, who work, who provide for him, is more likely to be in drugs, alcohol, tobacco, far more likely to drop out of school and to be in poverty for the rest of his life.
Radio man Greg Garrison talking with a caller about Rick Perry and how he hopes he joins the presidential race.
What's going on, Bill? Thanks for your phone call.
I saw Rick Perry a couple of years ago, and I was so impressed with him. I told my wife, I said, man, that's a guy right there I'd want for president of the United States. I thought one thing, and Todd straightened that out. I thought maybe he was for the amnesty thing, but then I found that he wasn't. So I thought, well, if he's not for amnesty, then he's, I think he's the man, Herman Cain, him, and you for Secretary of State. So sounds like we got it ready and set up for you.
Well, he's you know, he's the next shoe to drop.
Yeah.
And as I was saying, there's all these people that, although they may not be the persons to get the nomination, in the case of Pence and Daniels, they've stepped aside from the race anyway. They are certainly going to be influential because they have had the courage, each of them, Cain, Palin, Bachman, etc., each of them has stood tall for these basic tenets of representative governance. And it is they who have done so, whether it was popular or not. And I think Rick Perry fits that, I don't want to say that mold, but he is of a mind with people like Daniels. He's of a mind with people like Herman Cain. And certainly his political philosophy can't be very far off from either Bachman or Palin. Representative Bachman, as I said, is a lawyer, tax lawyer, that. And she points out Millard Fillmore was the last person to go to the presidency from the House of Representatives, so it's been a while.
Find out more about all the items on the countdown. Visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.